You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The headline offers, which has changed to an enhanced odds now. Have you seen that, Lee?
Yes.
Enhanced odds now.
Just now.
Glenn Murray to score and Bournemouth to win is 4-1, and Aleksandar Mitrovic to score and Newcastle to win in the betting at 6-1. Derek, Newcastle a little bit unlucky last weekend against Stoke. Drew that game 0-0, but Jack Butland was inspired in that particular match. And Bournemouth, they gave it a go against Southampton in the second half, but were undone in the first half and lost 2-0. And their squad decimated through injury at the moment. It's not the most appetising match for a Saturday lunchtime kickoff. But both teams really need to get 3 points in this one.
Yeah, it's the one-arm bandit match, isn't it? The cherries versus the lemons. I was looking at where would I, if forced to have a bet on this game, where would I put my money? And by process of elimination, it's Bournemouth, I think, because Newcastle, how can you back Newcastle the way they've been playing? I'm not fooled by that 0-0 result at Stoke. From the brief highlights I saw, I didn't see anything special from Newcastle. I saw more of the same. They've won none of their last 12 Premier League away games. Lost 10 of them, won none, and they've just scored 3 goals in that sequence. I mean, I'd want at least 6-1 before backing Newcastle away from home, and they're just over 2-1 here. No, thank you. I mean, Bournemouth, you can make excuses for them. They've actually been dropped in class for this game, haven't they? It's like a sort of a group horse being running in a handicap, because they've been playing against Man City, Spurs, Liverpool and Southampton, and now they've got the fixture everybody wants, Newcastle at home. I actually like the look of Bournemouth here. I thought there was a lot to like about that second half against Southampton. And Southampton are nobody's fools. I think Bournemouth are a better side than Newcastle, and I'll be back in them here.
OK, 13-10 Bournemouth for Derek. Harry Arter should start in this game as well, Lee. Started against Southampton, managed 65 minutes and looked good in that game. He looked like Bournemouth, along with Matt Ritchie, their primary chief threat, really, going forward. So he should start in this game, might even last a 90. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, my immediate thoughts were I was looking at the bookings, because Bournemouth are the second best behaved team in the Premier League, and Newcastle are the second worst behaved team in the Premier League. So it kind of pits together two teams who might have different. I mean, there's not an awful lot in it in terms of the yellow cards. It's those reds that have really dragged Newcastle down. That enhanced offer, I quite like. Mitrovic to score, Mitrovic to get booked, and Newcastle to win. That'd be a nice little treble.
That would be a nice treble.
He can't seem to stay out of the referee's notebook, can he, at the moment?
He's been a little bit better behaved, hasn't he, recently,
a little,
I suppose.
Yeah. So my first thoughts are, what about the most bookings points? We're not getting, the traders are all over it. 7-10 Newcastle to have the most bookings points in this match. I mean, if you're looking at, in terms of it being a bit of a spicy game, over 45 booking points is 5-4, so you're looking at, you need 5 bookings or a red in there. If you don't know how this works, 10 points for a yellow, 25 for a red. The max any player can get is 35 with two yellows making a sending off. So I looked at that. I mean, I know the reason I was looking at that was because I wasn't really sure on the outrights. You know, as Derek says, you don't really feel like there's enough from that you've seen from Newcastle. Although they are throwing in more and more 30-minute, 40-minute spells that look decent, I think. Is that enough to back them on? I don't think it is, really. I don't think we can be trusting them to go away and get a win. And Derek mentioned the terrible away form they've had. But, you know, like I say, there are signs. You know, yeah, the Newcastle-Stoke game, there were signs there. You know, 16 shots on goal. And it was only that fantastic performance that stopped them scoring. They weren't brilliant, but, you know, they're having a right old go. They had a lot of shots as well in the previous game against, you know, in the game against Sunderland. A bit unlucky to lose 3-0. Obviously, they put 6 past Norwich. They were really, really good in that first half against Man City. Should have got a goal or two. And, you know, things could have been different. The game before that was a 2-2 draw with Chelsea. I know Chelsea aren't brilliant. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. But I just don't know if I can bring myself to back them. To beat Bournemouth. What you have got here, though, with the price of 23-10, and a team who I do think are making their way back to some kind of form, they are playing a weakened team here who everyone thinks is going to go down. I think Newcastle will finish much higher than Bournemouth come the end of the season. I'm going to take Newcastle draw no bet. Odds against for an established Premier League team going away, and you're getting 2 results. All right, you get your stake back if it's a draw, but 13-10 for a Newcastle win. I'll take that.
That's against a team that have conceded 12 goals in three Premier League matches as well, isn't it?
So. Yeah, they're no great shakes, Bournemouth, are they? And I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they approach this. Will they look to attack? Because they should. And if they do that, I think Newcastle will be able to hit them on the break. So, yeah, I think Newcastle will win the game, but I can't trust them just yet. So I give myself some insurance for that draw no bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.